This is a replay of the Wednesday night, December 17th WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James with 3 hours to spend together, and if it's on your mind, you know, it'll be on mine as well. So 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. So yeah, before we get to Nick in Baltimore, we're going to talk radio, and Laura in Willowbrook going to take some requests, and there's room for you too. I mentioned yesterday the foods that were most likely to give you food poisoning, and sadly, a lot of those were things you'd want to eat. Then we get six foods that never expire, and I think to myself, oh good, there's things that I can keep around forever, and then I realize, well, who the hell cares? All right, so what are they? Vinegar, yeah, right? White rice. There's a quinella. Sugar. Yeah, table sugar. Salt. Right. Vanilla extract instantly. And honey. So there you are. If you've got any of those in your cupboard, you can keep it there forever. Yeah, unlike most of the stuff that's in mine that I think has taken on a life of its own. All right. So, Nick in Baltimore, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good evening, Raleigh. You know, I was right. I was going to say rice.
Yeah, white rice especially. You know what's interesting? Years ago, I found out from exterminators that white rice and white flour especially are things that bugs will not touch. So I thought to myself, well, wait a minute, if bugs won't even eat it, why should I?
That's true. Yeah. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, they know better than us what's not healthy, but no, they just won't touch that, especially that white flour. I mean, Wonder Bread's that's designed to help us in 29 ways. I don't know about any of those.
That's all the chemicals, you know. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's all the formaldehyde or whatever they put.
I don't even want to know. You know, I think if I found out too much, it would kind of be like hot dogs. Please don't tell me exactly what's in them or I'll never eat them again.
I haven't had a hot dog in, has to be 30 years.
Oh, my God. Well, see, you probably know what's in them, and don't share that with me. So,
no, when I was a kid, I used to eat them, but never again. My radio question.
Yes.
I have a couple of them.
Okay.
First is, I was listening to KNX last night. I usually like to listen to the West Coast stations.
KNX with that beautiful 1070, 50,000-watt clear channel, and they don't even mention it anymore. They just mention their 97.1, the old KGBS. How dare they?
The FM, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Which I think is broadcasting in stereo. I asked a friend of mine out there, and he said they are actually broadcasting in stereo with an all-news format, but...
That's interesting because, of course, you know, with 50,000 watts, you really don't want to be broadcasting in stereo because when groundwave meets skywave, add stereo to that, and it's not a pretty picture. And their chief engineer is Dave Scalish, who's a great guy. I know Dave very well. Known him, my God, he was a kid when I first met him. But anyway, he's a big deal now. He was on the cover of Radio World last issue. But anyhow, I do remember we used to talk at CAU back in the day, and he was not in favor of it being in stereo. The person who insisted it be in stereo, of all things, the guy who had been on WWDB and had done the Sounds of Sinatra, and he moved over to CAU, and he would only do it if they would broadcast the Sounds of Sinatra in stereo. I'm not sure why, since most of that wasn't recorded as that. But in any event, Dave and I used to talk about what a cluster it was when Groundwave met Skywave and put AM stereo in the mix, particularly if you're in the phase zone. So if he's doing AM stereo, I'm a little surprised.
Oh, no. The FM.
Okay. I was going to say the AM. I think he'd fight vociferously against that AM. Well, the FM probably is in stereo. And I don't know.
That doesn't make sense either.
Well, I understand. But, well, yeah, right, exactly. Static in both ears. When I worked for them, they were on Flint Peak. I don't know if they still are, that FM, that 97.1. But that was George.
Well, only
George
20,
B.
Stiller. 21 kilowatts.
Yeah, right. Well, exactly. Well, it was never a primo frequency, and I guess it was 79 when, or 78 or 79 when Storer sold it to Greater Media, and that's how that happened. And of course, the AM had been 10Q, and then they sold that and it became Spanish.
Yeah, I mean, the good old days when it was top 40. Yeah, no, but the reason I mentioned that, I usually listen to the West Coast thing, but they sounded generic, and what they're doing is they're simulcasting. KCBS and KNX are doing the same thing.
Well, understand
they're
that
not the, separate.
Right,
overnight.
Understand this is Odyssey. And, you know, this was a deal where when I saw the financials on that to begin with, I thought to myself, well, obviously these big guys who are Harvard grads and all know more than I do, but these numbers don't add up to me. Well, the numbers didn't add up. And when they were CBS stations, of course, they had no debt service whatsoever, so they could be the Cadillac of stations, you know, like KMOX always was. And, and sure, KNX and KCBS, both beautiful stations, but you know, they're the same thing in Chicago with BBM on overnights. I mean, I don't know if they're simulcasting that with anywhere, but I know there's not a living person at that hour.
They're running pre-recorded stuff.
They have to, because they just can't make the debt service. You know,
and KYW, the same thing.
Well,
by the way. I'm sorry.
Well, it would be all of them. It would have to be. I'm sure it's a WCBS as well. Look, whatever they're doing, I don't know anymore.
That's sports now, but yeah. Wins, I think, is live.
Okay. Well, overnight?
Or not? Over, I think so. I'll check, but I think they are.
All right. Yeah. And
I'll check, and I'll email you.
But, yeah, yeah. That was another one where it was like they publicized the old KTU frequency, that 92.3 more than the 1010, you know. WINS
right.
All News, 92.3 FM, and the entire tri-state area covering 24 hours a day. Well, is it live 24 hours a day? And I don't know.
Yeah, well...
New York, New Jersey, Long Island, you give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world. But
those are the good old days.
Oh, I know. Tony Graham came up with that. Yes, Tony Graham came up with that slogan. It was just wonderful. Yes.
Yeah, you know, they tried it in the D.C. Baltimore area, and it didn't work because they didn't do it right.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of that.
And it didn't... I guess they couldn't go up against...
T-O-P.
It's really expensive to do it, but
it is to do it right. Absolutely. You know, we were talking last night about the advent of satellite broadcasting, and that's what made talk stations affordable. But back in the day, you go prior to 1980, it was tremendously expensive to do all talk or all news.
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, you know, NIS tried it back in.
I was going to say, yes, let's go to NBC in the mid-70s. I know. I was just thinking of NIS and how many stations. Yeah, for a minute and a half there.
Yeah, and it folded in a couple of years. But the other question I had was, everybody's talking about WBT in Charlotte. Well, they've gone talk on there.
Yeah.
They moved the talk to the FM. Now, the big question is, what are they going to do with 1110?
Well,
I worry. Yeah.
Because, you know, I'll show you how out of it I am, because I just don't have time for any of this anymore. I didn't realize that they were owned by Radio 1. And I had no idea. So I missed that entirely. But of course, you know, my experience with BT, they were owned by Jefferson Pilot. And, you know, yeah, 1 Julian Price Place. Remember that building very, very well.
Yeah.
In any event, of course, it's been a number of things since then, obviously, Lincoln and everybody else. But I did not know that it was Radio 1. So
they
I don't.
They got it in a swap.
Yeah. All right. Was Miami involved in that somehow, I think?
Another
market.
It was
another
it was Philly. It was Richmond.
Okay. All right.
Philly and
yeah,
yeah. It was a bunch of, it was a yeah.
weird thing. Yeah,
it might have been Miami.
Yeah, I thought it was, but I vaguely remember this, but paid zero attention. But yes, I worry about BT. Of course, poor BT. You know, that was at one time a 1A clear. It was non-directional,
yeah.
And when the Buick dealer bought it. And that's what happened. And by the way, they always sort of said it stood for Watch Buick Travel. Well, the call letters were there before the Buick owner, but of course he capitalized on that. But anyway, he thought, well, I don't really need that signal to the west there. You know, I guess he didn't believe Gastonia would grow or anything. But so he literally made a deal with KFAB in Omaha to sell part of that signal. And that's why it is so pencil thin. You can hear WBT from Maine to Florida at night, but you can't hear them in Gastonia.
No.
So, yeah. Yeah, so that's sad but true. So,
That was that's the big question.
What are they going to do with it?
It'll be sports, yeah.
Well,
but I'm hearing gospel, I'm hearing sports, you know.
Well, and it is 50,000 watts directional at night, of course, obviously, as we just said. And when you're on AM, you're paying that power bill, so I shudder to think what they may be thinking of doing.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm wondering about that. And, you know, I was kind of shocked but not surprised about the KNX and all I love the all news format, but you know, sadly, you know, the economics of it, like you say, is
it becomes outrageously expensive to do it right. But I was just looking. So Radio 1 says they'll announce in January what they'll do with the AM. And so in the meantime, they're right there just to the left of your glove box, as I used to like to say, 107.9.
Yeah.
Of course, that's not true anymore with today's radio, so that line's lost on everybody. But, you know, you get the idea. All right.
True. Well, we got a break, so I'm...
Right. I think I might actually have to sell something I like, so I will do that. And, I can talk about the Seagrain Company. And I will talk to you soon, but I will see what I can find out on this.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks.
That's my favorite company, by the way.
Oh, okay. Okay, bye. Good deal. Me too. I love them. And they always send out Christmas presents, and they just sent me a box of chocolates, and I knew it was going to be good because it weighs a ton. Yeah, exactly. And it's not that there's so many in them. It's just that each peach piece is so rich. I had one. That was dinner. All right. So, yes, the Sea Crane Company. Right now, in fact, got to act quickly because the sale is going off almost immediately. In $19.99, two-day FedEx shipping. By the way, have you checked two-day FedEx shipping if you want to get it right about now? I was just looking at something online, and it was like $49 or whatever. So this is a good deal, $19.99, two-day shipping. And that's anything you buy from the Sea Crane Company over $50. But what I want you to look at is that CC Radio Solar. This is a perfect radio because it will not fail you. It works on solar power if you want it to. You put it in the windowsill for a while and it's going to play for quite a while. It'll work on batteries, of course. You know, what won't? You can get an AC adapter too if you really want to do that. But the beauty of this is when all else fails, when it hasn't been in the window, there's no solar, the batteries are dead and all that, what do you do? Hand crank it for about 30 seconds, it's going to play for over 30 minutes. Now, why does this matter? Well, in a real emergency, when everything has hit the fan, and you've got no electricity, you've got no cell phones, you got no nothing, well, you'll have radio, but not only that, you'll have light as well, because there is a built-in LED flashlight, which is really, really nice. But, of course, like everything Bob Crane has developed, it has superior reception. So terrific AM and FM reception. And 5 easy one-touch memories, which is nice. And the weather band and weather alert. And also doubles as a Bluetooth speaker for your favorite shows. Yeah, I know you don't want to listen on the phone anymore, do you? Well, listen on this speaker and you will be amazed. So you can get it in time for the holidays right now and only pay $19.99 for shipping, which is a great deal. If you go to ccradio.com, you can read all about it and find out and order it online, of course. But if you can't go online, that's all right. Give them a call. Best customer service right in the good old USA at 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE, T-U-N-E. They'll answer all your questions. You can order it online and check it out. I think if you can go online, the catalog is really a resource. Not only great products, but great information about radio as well. So I think you'll like the CC Radio Solar. It's about the size of a small brick. It's got a clean, modern digital design, and it looks nice, and it is nice. And like a lot of the stuff with the C Crane Company, it's virtually indestructible because I'm hard on my toys and I still have mine. So this week, save on that 2-day shipping for $19.99 and check out that CC Radio Solar, ccradio.com. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yes, it's New Edition. It's Candy Girl. It's 1982 on Streetwise. And Donovan admitted it was one of his guilty pleasures. So, had to get that in there. All right, we also got some Ray Charles for Dennis from Northwest Indiana. And we've got some odd stuff for Russ. And, Jim asked us to play stuff that James really liked. And I've got a few, that's for sure. You wanted three, I've got three. And more. So, speaking of requests, let's see if we can get a couple in before the news. Laura in Willowbrook, what's up?
Well, two things. I have two requests, and then I have to ask you a question about food. What do you want first?
Give me the requests.
Okay. Well, if you wouldn't mind, I would like to do a couple of songs by a guy from a musical, Gordon McRae.
Oh, God.
Can we do
us.
Stranger in Paradise?
You
and,
hate
oh,
me,
what a beautiful
don't you?
Morning.
You hate me.
Well,
okay.
Well,
all right, what else?
Well,
what else?
If you don't want the show tunes, you could just pick anything by him or whatever makes you happy.
Uh-huh.
And that's my only music request.
All right, Gordon McRae. A Stranger in Paradise, maybe. Oh, what a beautiful morning. I don't think so. All right, so.
And if you can find anything better, that's fine. Those are just what I can
all right.
think of.
All right, good deal.
But
so.
It doesn't matter, anything. All right. I just had a question. I had one of the best dinners I've had in ages. Are you a fan of eating chili?
Chili? Well, you know, chili's an interesting word because my favorite chili, and it's called chili, isn't chili, and that's Skyline Chili from Cincinnati, which it doesn't really resemble chili in many ways, but I hunger for it, I lust
really?
For it, I want it. Yes, it's a Greek concoction, and it's been around since the 20s. But anyhow, other than that, yes, some chili, yes, some chili, no. Why? Well, hang on a minute. Don't go away. Let's think about chili. All right. We'll check out the news, and I'll drool for Skyline, and we'll be back to it on WGN Radio.
Don't set me free.
Don't set me free.
And leave me all alone.
Don't make me be.
Just a rolling stone. Lock me up and throw the key away. Make me prisoner night and day. And whatever you do to me, don't set me free. Don't set me free.
Don't set me free.
On my knees I pray.
I'm on my knees. Pray.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
Don't send me away.
Don't send me away.
Like a train jumping off the track. Without you, baby, I'd blow my stack. And whatever you do to me, don't set me free. Like a stamp on a letter. If you let me stick with you,
oh, yes, I will.
I can love you better than anyone else can do. So don't set me free.
Don't set me free.
Though I've done you wrong.
Though I've done you wrong.
Baby, can't you see?
Baby,
without you, I can't get along.
I can't get along.
Keep me in a state of agony. And make me miserable as can be. And whatever you do to me, don't set me free.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and yes, it's Ray Charles. It was Dennis in Northwest Indiana who is keeping our captive audience in line, who said, play me some Ray Charles, and happy to do that. Don't Set Me Free, 1963 on ABC Paramount. Of course, that's the Ray Letts behind him, and in particular, Marjorie Hendrix on that. So there you have Don't Set Me Free. All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, Laura and Willowbrook wanted a Gordon McRae request, and I'm still looking. I look through just about everything, and I've yet to find something I'm willing to play. But you know, I'll come up with something. I know earlier on he did a lot of very interesting duets, but they were all that musical stuff, which of course makes sense because you just love that stuff. But yeah, all that wonderful stuff with Joe Stafford. I'll find something. So what else?
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, anything by him would be fine. I just, that's all I can think of. Back to the chili.
Yes.
You were going to tell me, what is it about the Skyline Chili?
Okay.
I don't think I've ever had it.
Yeah, see,
can I get that anywhere?
No, and you can't. Here is the deal. This started around the 20s in Cincinnati on Price Hill. There was a family, the Lambridis, I pronounced that wrong, I'm sure, family, and they came up with this Greek concoction that they called chili. Now, you know, what's actually in it? I've heard everything from cinnamon to chocolate. I don't know. I can tell you no beans that you'll find for the most part. But they would mostly sell them as a three-way. And a three-way would be spaghetti on the bottom, then this chili, and then thinly grated cheddar cheese, a lot of it, actually. And so that was the deal. And you'd eat it with oyster crackers. And so they started to change Skyline. And then they got a competitor. They got two competitors, actually, Empress, which is no longer there, and Gold Star. But this became such a delicacy that, believe me, it outsold any other fast food 10 to 1. There became individual places that weren't chains, like Chili Time and many others. But Skyline Chili is just... Now, the first time you eat it, at least for me, it was in the 60s the first time I had it. And I remember the first time I thought, oh, God, I'm going to die. And the second time, I was with some people and I thought, well, it isn't that awful. Well, by the third time, I don't know what the hell's in it, but I was addicted. And then it started. And really, it's only in the tri-state area, except they've got locations in Florida because of all the people from Cincinnati who live in Florida now. So they've got a couple, or at least one in Fort Lauderdale, and then on the West Coast on Sarasota and Naples and all that kind of stuff. But now here the thing is, they're all a little different, you know, because obviously it depends how their pans are seasoned and all that.
Yeah.
So, I would always have arguments with people of what's the best one. And I used to like, there used to be one across from the 580 gift shop in downtown Cincinnati that was underneath another place like an Arby's or something. You had to go downstairs. It was the best,
okay.
But they're not there anymore. But there's one in Covington that's really good. And there's others as well. But yes, they're all slightly different. And Empress out of business, but Gold Star has a number of locations, including a lot in Louisville, I think in Annapolis too, but they don't hold a candle to Skyline. So that's what Skyline. But like I say, the word chili, I use that very loosely because, you know, I lived in Texas on far too many occasions. And yeah. I'll tell you what, those are fighting words if you bring them any skyline. They're like, get out of town, leave the state, you know. So to what chili do you have your passion? What are we talking about here?
Well, I'm curious, one thing, though. Did you say Skyline Chili doesn't have beans?
Well, you can get a five-way and it'll include beans, but it's not cooked with beans normally. Normally you get the three-way, which is the spaghetti and the chili and the cheese. A four-way would include onions, and a five-way would include beans. And then they have cheese conies, where you get, you know, kind of a small hot dog with the chili on top of it and a lot of cheese. It was just the best.
Oh, my gosh. I'm getting hungry now. Yeah. I've been hungry before.
I tell you.
Can I tell you the name of the place that I got it from?
Yeah,
not
sure.
Not the Skyline Chili, but the chili. I ordered for a local delivery in Steak and Shake. I don't know if you've ever been to
Steak and
Shake.
Oh, of course. Well, of course, Steak and Shake.
Oh, my God. I ordered chili cheese fries. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I got a small order of chili cheese fries, and I thought I went to heaven. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this was so good.
Well, Steak and Shake is an Indianapolis chain. And, yes, Steak and Shake inside, it must be right. Take home a sack. Yeah, that's their outdoor. So, see, I know all this stuff. Yeah, I used to do commercials for them a zillion years ago. Yeah, Steak and Shake is great. Absolutely. I have no qualms with Steak and Shake, but their chili is absolutely not the same. Now, again, good stuff, but no. And with Steak and Shake there, again, you need a location that is company owned, because a few of them are franchised. You don't want to do that. And so you want to go to the original Steak and Shakes. Yeah, they're absolutely wonderful. I got no complaints with Steak and Shake.
I've got to find me where I closest to Skyline Chili. I gotta try this.
Oh,
it sounds so good.
Well,
oh my gosh.
The other thing about Steak and Shake, by the way, is they have beef tallow fries. And
those are the best.
I hadn't
had them until I had them there. Oh, they're so good.
Yeah, no. Well, that's what that's what McDonald's was famous for, when they had those wonderful fries. But they did away with it years ago. And Steak and Shake went back to all beef tallow. And I was so excited when I heard that, because there used to be a location in Arizona, but it was a franchise location and it closed. So, and from what I hear, people said good riddance. I don't know, but so they're not close. I think the closest to me now is at a hotel in Las Vegas. So but I don't think there's any Skyline Chili near you, because I talk occasionally.
I didn't realize, I didn't put two and two together, but I think what helped is those beef tallow fries. Oh my God!
Oh yeah, that is
chili and cheese. Oh my!
It's exactly what does it. So I'm looking for the closest Skyline for you. And, of course, I got a ton of them in Cincinnati. But I think if I put Illinois, it's going to say, nope, sorry. But let's see. Indianapolis might be as close as we're going to get. That'll be
A friend of mine's daughter lives in Ohio. So I'm like, okay, the next time they're in town, they're going to have to bring me some.
Yeah, and they've got them in Louisville now, right on Bardstown Road. Oh, my God, 1266 Bardstown. My God, when I lived in Louisville, I could have walked to that location. Thank God it wasn't there. I'd be 100 pounds heavier than I am now. All right, so I don't see any lots of Ohio, and that Louisville's interesting. There's one on Dutchman's Lane, too. All right, anyway, but several Indianas, but no, I see no Illinois. This is very unfortunate.
I'm going to have to let them know they need to add one.
Well, you're right, exactly. Well, you first have to convince them there were enough people who actually knew what it was. They do franchise.
Oh, of course.
They do franchise them now. You can own a franchise.
Oh.
And they say they're funchises. So, maybe if I were younger, but instead I'll just eat there. So there you have it.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. You're always knowledgeable about good stuff all the time.
Good to talk to you. Thanks. Appreciate
it. Take care.
All right. So, those beef tallow fries and Steak and Shake. I got to find out. I hope that the one, it was on the Strip in Las Vegas South. You know, one of those things that they built later. I mean, not as far south as like Gene or something like that, but south. Anyway, so I don't know. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. I wanted to look up the new moon because it's coming up soon, and I know people like Stacy always say, "When's the new moon happening?" All right, well, I can tell you that because it's like Friday, but it's early in the morning, I think. And you know, there's an argument about whether you should write your law of abundance checks before or after the new moon. I say if you are within 12 hours, either way, you're fine. But the new moon is Central Time at 7:43 p.m. on Friday. So 7:43 p.m. Friday, 8:43 p.m. in New York, 5:43 in Los Angeles. All right. And in the Rocky Mountain West, that would be 6:43. All right. So now we've covered them all. So yeah, that's this Friday. And you know about the prosperity checks. You know, you can petition the universe for all manner of riches and, you know, by the way, not only financial, but, you know, abundance anytime. And, you know, supposedly they're there to hear you. But there's heightened awareness right at the new moon when your message is like, you know, on an e-ticket through. And so that's why you write the law of abundance checks. Now, it's not a real check. Well, you can use a real check. Don't write void on it because you'll be voiding your wishes. But obviously, you're not going to cash it. And you just make them out. And the deal is, they like yellow paper, by the way. I'm not sure why the universe does, but I've heard that repeatedly, so I do mine on yellow paper. Pay to the order, you just put your name. You don't put anything in the dollar line because, of course, you don't want to limit your riches. And then the next line, you write paid in full. And then right there, as the new moon is happening, you sign it. Law of Abundance. Now that's the easy part. There is a hard part to this. And that is the fact that you can't throw out the checks or your abundance will be recalled. Now, if you just started to do that, that's not too hard. Just put them in a drawer. If you've been doing this for 32 years, well, you got all manners of checks everywhere. So what do you do with them? Well, you know, they never told me I couldn't, but they make reasonable insulation. So 888-876-5593. We'll get to Rita in Harwood Heights and you two coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and who is that? That's Sierra Ferrell, and actually that was from a live performance. As far as I know, she didn't record it, but Russ really wanted to hear it, and she had recorded another song with a similar title, but it wasn't that. It wasn't the remake of the Beatles single yet, but anyway, he wanted to hear it, and so that was 2023 Live at Fresh Grass. All right, that's just for Russ. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh, and that takes us to Rita in Harwood Heights. What's up tonight, Rita?
Hi. You know, it's Laura still listening. There is a Steak and Shake in Evanston. I'm near McCormick Boulevard.
There's a ton.
I went past it the other night.
By the way, there's a ton of Steak and Shakes, in like half a dozen in the Chicago area. So yeah, that's nice. The one on Evanston is on Oakton Street, and there's one in Rosemount on Tui, and there's one in Glenview on Willow. There's a lot of them.
Yeah,
there's there's seven in Chicagoland as far as that goes.
Oh, okay, so, I didn't hear you say that.
Yeah, Downers Grove and Hoffman Estates got one, and Glendale Heights. Ooh, yes, open till midnight, still time. All right, Elk Grove. So yes, unfortunately, they don't have anything here, but they do there.
Oh, okay, we have them here.
Yeah,
and
I know.
They're
pretty popular. Well, they should be. And with those beef tallow fries, the meat's like never frozen. It's always, they're always good hamburgers. I always like them. But when they went back to the tallow fries, I mean, that was definitely good enough for me. So, they do. And they've got a bunch of them throughout Illinois. And of course, like I say, they were originally headquartered in Indianapolis. I don't know if they still are, but that's where they were.
Yeah. Yeah, it's popular with the high school kids. You know, when you go to different meets in different cities by bus, and
the bus
will unload you at the Steak and Shake.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think most of them used to be company owned, but there's a lot of franchising now. But I just looked them up. Yep, they're still in Indianapolis. So, there you have it. Wish they were here, but they're not.
Okay. Am I the only one that likes Nat King Cole and Frank Sinatra?
No, everybody likes that. And I played some Nat King Cole just last night, actually, I think, if not the night before. So, yeah, I play a lot of that.
I like those old ones.
Yeah, a couple of my all-time favorite songs are Nat King Cole. I played that Sunday That Summer, which is my all-time fave, but many others as well. So I'll write you down for you want a Nat King Cole. That's a lot easier to play than Gordon McRae, let me tell you what. I like that early King Cole trio stuff too. Absolutely. So let me write that down and we'll get you one tomorrow night. All right. Good deal. Thanks.
Okay,
appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
So still looking for that Gordon McRae. That's a little tough, but maybe something will pop out of the list there that I say that's tolerable. He did It's Magic, and that's a song that I truly did like for years, but I have heard bad versions of It's Magic like nothing else. Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, sadly, Barbara Lewis, who I truly love, but she just desecrated this record. Yeah, it was just awful. So but he did a version too. Maybe I'll have to try that and grit my teeth and see how we can do. But yeah, isn't it interesting that wherever you've lived, you probably have favorite restaurants, and maybe they are fast food chains, maybe not, and then you go somewhere else and they're not there. Or worse yet, they close. Yeah, I hate that. But having lived in 32 American cities, I've got places from everywhere that I just lust for late at night. Made Right Hamburgers, if you're from Iowa. I miss Made Right Hamburgers. So it's the only loose hamburger made. But just about everywhere. And especially things that don't exist anymore. Tennessee was always interesting because they didn't have liquor by the drink until the last 50 years. I know. But yeah, before that, they didn't. And the interesting thing about that, of course, was the restaurants couldn't make the money on booze, so usually things are more expensive. But occasionally, there was something fairly well-priced. And Ireland's was my little favorite chain in Nashville. They had these little steak and biscuit thing. I don't know what it was, but it was just great. And I miss that. And of course, I probably mentioned many times Marcella's Pizza. Yeah, in Miami. And Marcella's Pizza was so good and so well known that for a while, Eastern Airline on their New York to Miami run would serve Marcella's Pizza. Yeah, it was that good. Of course, long gone. And the garlic knots, just the best. And then there was another place. It was over on Northwest 7th Avenue in the hood. And then they moved to Biscayne Boulevard. But that was Carino's. And many, like decades later, like 50 years later, I see the sign Carino's. Well, it was a little chain that had nothing to do with the original Carino's. But I got excited there, too. But yeah, and increasingly, chains that we like, they disappear. Yeah. And whatever happened to steak and ale? Yeah, or if you were in Tennessee, Jolly Ox, because you couldn't put ale in the title. Yeah, I miss that too. And so much stuff. So, you know, you should, and sometimes it's just weird stuff, you know, like, well, Austin, Texas is weird all the way around, but they had a location, Delaware Subs, and I'll tell you, that was the best salami sub I ever ate. Yes, but I digress. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And Cleveland Dennis has a request. I can't wait to hear this. What is it, Cleveland Dennis?
Yeah, you're talking about Steak and Shake here in Elgin.
Mm-hmm.
Where I live.
Yep.
It's a 5-minute walk away from me.
I know.
I don't think they have come on in and eat like they used to. You got to drive through only.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
The,
well, if they're doing
entertainment.
If they're doing a drive through, they can't have their slogan, Inside It Must Be Right.
Well, I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know.
All right.
I'm going to have to double check it the next time I'm over that way and see what the reality is. But I'm calling. I heard this on your station the other day, and I've never heard it before. But can you play the Contours? Can you do it?
Okay. All right. Sure. You never heard that. That was almost a hit.
No, I don't know why, because... My okay. One of my favorite songs of all time is First I Look in the Purse.
Oh, isn't that the best? Is he, yeah, I don't care if she has a rash as long as she got that cash. Yeah, that is the absolute best song.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I agree. And just want to compliment that I listen often. I wish I could call more, but the show is great, Raleigh.
Well, great to hear from you, and we'll talk to you soon, I hope.
Yeah, I'll stay in touch.
Okay,
thanks.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
The Contours. They also did That Day When She Needed Me, which was a wonderful ballad, but nothing beats First I Look at the Purse. All right, so we'll get to Karen in Chicago and Chris in Greenwood, and there's plenty of room for you because we got 2 more hours to do this tonight right here on WGN Radio.
Cap and gown, you'll be so pretty in your cap and gown, but I'll imagine it's a wedding gown on our graduation day. On your head, you're gonna wear a graduation ring, but I'll imagine it's a wedding ring on our graduation day. When they sing the alma mater, I will sing along, but a voice deep down inside me will sing the wedding song. I love you, and if my graduation wish comes true, what I imagine you'll imagine too on our graduation day.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That's Marty Robbins. Yes, and Marty Robbins is one of James's favorites. Shame on the South Side. Loves his Marty Robbins, El Paso, and everything else. And I said, well, I got one you probably haven't heard. And played him Cap and Gown. He never had. He did like it. So 1959 on Columbia. So, yes, we'll get to a Patsy Cline that I'll bet he and only he remembers as well. And that was a gym in Wisconsin and Richmond said, play some stuff that that James likes, and I'm happy to do that. All right, so Karen in Chicago apparently has some Milwaukee ties. George Webb's, huh? How do you know that?
My favorite place. Well, I'm originally from Waukesha, and I lived in Milwaukee for quite a while and worked there. And my favorite place to go was George Webb. And I lived in walking distance for quite a while from when, and at the time I worked at the telephone, Wisconsin Telephone Company, and I would, on my way home, I would walk, and I would stop at George Webb and have something on everything. Their breakfast was good, their, everything they made, and I understand they made good chili, and I don't care for chili. But I had friends tell me, but boy, everything I ever had was fantastic.
Yeah, it's interesting about that chain, because George Webb, who was actually a person long before you were eating there, I guarantee you, but in the 40s, he named it after himself, and a lot of humor in this guy. Now, if you've been inside, you know about the two clocks. Do you know why there are two clocks there?
Well, I couldn't see.
Okay.
I know that they used to advertise, we're open 23 hours and 59 minutes a day.
And 59 seconds. That's right, 7 days a week and on Sundays. Now, do you know why they did that?
No.
Okay, here was the deal. Somewhere fairly early on, Milwaukee being Milwaukee, passed an ordinance that restaurants couldn't be open 24 hours a day. And so it was pretty nebulous. It didn't specify when they had to close, like now, you know, places that serve liquor have to be closed from 2 until 6 a.m. No, that's, it wasn't like that. It was just they couldn't open 24 hours a day. So George came up with the idea that, well, I'll be open 23 hours, 59 minutes, and 59 seconds 7 days a week and on Sundays. And so he hung a couple of clocks set about a minute apart in the restaurants to demonstrate, to prove that they indeed did close and reopen every day in exact compliance with the law. And so that's why to this day George Webb restaurants all have two clocks. And what I like
I'm surprised.
Yeah, it was a great bit. And you know, I like things like what he calls his you know, takeout stuff, the Great American Takeout. And so you know, good for them. But it is 100% Wisconsin. I don't think that they've ever thought about going beyond that.
I don't
even
know if they're anywhere else but in Milwaukee.
I
was born 20 miles west of Milwaukee in Waukesha, and we didn't have any in Waukesha. You had to go to Milwaukee to get some.
Oh, no, I think there's like several locations, like 20 locations or stuff. Let me see if I can find that out online. They should. Somewhere I should be able to write how many George Webb locations. Let's see. We'll do that while we're speaking. But no, they
were all over Milwaukee. They were everywhere.
Okay. And right now, yeah, between 21 and 23 locations, primarily in the Milwaukee area. But some sources say there are 31 locations. But from what I understand at this point, because some of them are closed, let's go to their official page, the Where's My Web page, as you probably know. And unfortunately, this is one of those things that has... you know, you have to punch in a zip code or anything, but I just did something, a 200-mile radius, so let's punch in Milwaukee and see what's within 200 miles of Milwaukee, because there's at least 20 of them. Oh, yeah. There are. One just north of Racine. I guess that's about as close as we're going to get.
Wow.
That's about as close as we're going to get. And other than that, let's see. As far west, well, not going to get too west. And north, they're mostly Milwaukee, but they do have a couple other ones. So there's one in West Bend. And there's...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there is. And there's one in... Oconomowoc. All righty then.
Oh, that's close.
Yeah. But Racine,
when I lived there, when I lived there, we had nothing in Waukesha. Oconomowoc would be the closest you could get, probably, or Milwaukee would be the closest you get. Oconomowoc is Waukesha County.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at what would be closest to that that isn't that. Oh, here is one right in Waukesha on... let's see, I think it's on Delafield.
Oh, my goodness.
1122 Delafield, see, so that's Waukesha. And I think there's two, there's two Waukesha locations now, also East Sunset Drive.
You know, when I was living there weren't any.
And they've got one in Brookfield, probably not far from the mall, on Blue Mound. So they've got a bunch of these, and and nowhere else anywhere in the world. This is just it. Nowhere else. You really would have to kind of had some tie in Milwaukee, because when I saw on the screen, I mean, John wouldn't know. He spells it, you know, just W-E-B, George Webb. No, there's two B's in that. That's George Webb. And
right.
Yeah.
I know in Milwaukee we used to go all over the city. They had them, and you could go just about anywhere and find a George Webb.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they've still got a bunch of them.
My favorite place, everything they made was good.
Yep, they do breakfast. They do a wonderful breakfast, yes. The skillets and the omelets and all that, of course. And then the burgers and premium burgers, don't you know, and all that. And then, yes, Mrs. Webb's soup and chili, but you've never tried the chili, so you don't know.
No, I don't. I never cared. I believe they had chicken soup, if I'm correct.
Oh, that went with it. Absolutely, they had. Yes. You betcha they had chicken soup.
That was great.
Yes. But you know what's interesting? They never called it chicken soup. They call it chicken-flavored soup. So I'm not 100% sure there's any chicken in it. So,
I don't know, but I know when I went there, I would just ask for a bowl of chicken soup, and I got it.
Yeah, right. Chicken-flavored noodle soup. They also had split pea.
They were famous for their coffee. In fact, I believe that at one time they gave away free coffee mugs if you were a customer and you went there and you could ask for one. And I don't remember if I paid for it or if I got it free, but I think I still have it.
Well, the best
and
deal
I've been
was
gone since
you remember
I've been
when
gone since 77. So you.
Well, okay, then you were not there when he wound up losing. Boy, did he ever lose. Remember he had this deal where if one of the ball teams, if they won 12 games in a row, everybody got free hamburgers? Well, in 1980-something, they did. And so he had to give all of Milwaukee hamburgers. So,
nephew would have known that.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. And I think it was the Brewers, obviously, but they had to win 12 games in a row. And he started saying this in the 40s, you know, when he started these restaurants. And he made it a formal promise in the 60s. And apparently it's happened a few times since then, including this year. It happened in August.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, but the first time, I think... it was like 87 or something. I mean, it was the 80s when they actually had to give them away. So, they've done it several times. And the lines, you know, obviously are around the block and all that kind of stuff, yes.
Oh, I'm sure they were.
Yeah. But they're open 24 hours in a row. So, consequently, everybody was served.
And that was great. And you can find one pretty much in walking distance wherever you were. I know that one... Where I worked at the phone company, it was right on my way home.
Right.
It's great.
Right. Yeah, good stuff, good memories. Well, I'm glad it's still there. I'm sorry you're not closer.
I am too. But thank you so much. If I ever get back to Milwaukee, I'm sure going to stop at one.
Absolutely. All right, thanks. Appreciate
okay.
it. All right, good
thank
deal.
You.
So, George Webb, you betcha. But several times, like I say, this year and other times as well, he had to give away the hamburgers. All right, Sam and Gurney has called, and we're going to find out about his granddaughter. So what's the latest and greatest?
Hey, Raleigh, thank you and John for taking my call. I appreciate you so much.
Always.
And I know I haven't been in touch for a little bit, but my granddaughter, by the grace of God and the prayers of your people and the prayers of other people, has been recovered. She is safe.
Oh,
she has been returned home to her mother.
Oh, thank God.
And we are going to have a beautiful Christmas. This just happened in the last few days, and...
Well, there's only so much you can tell me, but what you can tell me, how did she pull it off?
Through PIs and the lawyers, we had to go through several lawyers because we had failure on the part of so many lawyers.
Yeah.
But anyway, finally ended up in good hands. And, and you're right. I was going to prefix my conversation by saying to you that we were told to keep a tight lip because things are still unfolding in court. And
really?
She is safe in the arms of her mother, who is my daughter. And I just, couldn't not share it with you and John. I know you've been faithful.
Yeah, and that's wonderful news, like you say, especially in time for Christmas. It's the best Christmas present ever. But if there's still court actions going on, so in other words, your daughter's going to have to fight to keep her?
Well, what happened is after she was recovered, like almost immediately after she was recovered, there were some verbal threats that were said to my daughter, independent outside of the court, and then a challenge that they can afford it. that they're going to hire some high-powered attorneys and try to get things reversed. And they, I think I've told you before, but their family has a deep influence in the courts and the policing in that area. So it makes it has made it all extra difficult for us. So we still have. That's why when I've told people, I said she's home, but she's not all the way home because we don't know what could result. Because we can't afford. We've spent everything we have on attorneys.
I understand that, but boy, I wish you could relocate far away.
So if I was your daughter,
that's exactly what I'd be doing. I'd be looking for where can I go that is that way outside of this.
And that's the thing is we've invested everything we've had financially into the lawyers and actually in a couple of days I have to give them another check and it's just they drained us. Not feeling sorry for ourselves. We're so grateful to have our little beauty back.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. But even if the whole family can't go, maybe your daughter can look around and see if there's someplace she can relocate with the child. That would be my strongest advice.
Yeah, well, I thank you so much. And I don't want to swallow up your whole program, but I want to tell you, we're going to have a great Christmas.
Oh, you are.
I wanted to share that with you.
And that's wonderful. Yes, and the rest of it you can worry about in another year. But for the holiday season, enjoy every minute.
Well, I will. And thank you so much to you, John. And if I can give a shout out to all your listeners who have prayed, and especially to Jim in Richmond, because he called a number of times, sometimes in tears over her, and I hope he's listening. And Jim, if you are, I just want to let you know I appreciate your prayers. We appreciate your prayers so much and your thoughts for our granddaughter.
That's just great news. Like I say, enjoy every minute and call me back when there's more to say.
I will, Raleigh. Right, thank you so much.
Appreciate
God bless
it.
You.
All right, you too.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Sounds like the best Christmas present that family could ever have imagined. So we'll get to Chris in Greenwood. There's room for you too. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. Yes, that's Patsy Cline, who I'll say if James had to pick a number one favorite artist, got to be Patsy Cline, don't you think? And that's before she was on Decca. That was 4-star, some of the early stuff around the time she was doing Walking After Midnight. The really good stuff, I thought. And There He Goes was, I thought, way ahead of its time. It was a wonderful record, but 4-star did pretty much nothing with it, and then she was on Decca, so very few people ever got to hear it. But interestingly, there was a Patsy Cline duets album that came out, about 25 years ago now, and John Berry, country performer, did a recreation, John Berry and Patsy Cline, There He Goes. So I'll let you hear a little more of that later, but right now I'll let you hear the news on WGN Radio.
Well, you
yes, you
made me leave same. Since I fell for you, well, it's too bad.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, the Skyliners, Since I Fell for You, 1963 on ATCO. And Fran wanted to hear that. That's a flip of I'd Die. And, of course, the Skyliners, so famous for Since I Don't Have You. And it was Lenny Welch, of course, so famous for Since I Fell for You. And Lenny Welch later did Since I Don't Have You. So they kind of traded titles there, and both nice versions. And so there you have it. All right, so we've got Jean. All right, Jean, great-grandma Jean. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you?
Hello. I don't have a good connection, so I don't know how this is going to fare with us, but how is our wonderful, wonderful Raleigh tonight?
Well, I'm all right. You sound fine. The connection sounds great at my end.
Oh, no, it's my telephone. I'm going to be changing soon.
No,
I've got one of those flip phones, you know, and yeah. They're not too good,
no.
But that's all I can see at the moment. you know what?
I was going to say, we hear you loud and clear, as good as any other caller, so don't worry about it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, you have been so good to us, and it's something that I still every day think of both of you and how you got us, you know, connected, and I appreciate it. But, you know, you had a first caller on tonight. He was interesting.
Nick.
I think his name was Nick.
Right.
And you were talking about the radio stations.
Yeah.
You know, back, you're so young, but you might remember a Chicago radio station. It was called Meisterbrau at Night with Franklin McCormick.
Oh, of course, absolutely. And he was on WGN.
Yes, and I just loved him at nighttime because my husband worked 36 years on the railroad. I did most of my housework at night, and I always had him on.
Yeah.
And you know, an old judge in Midlothian, where I was born and raised, he gave me several books. And one was a hardbound book of all his prose and poetry.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful book. And my older sister, she's seen some of the books. Huh. And that was one of them. She says, oh, I want to read that. And fine, so she borrowed it. But in 1917, I lost all my 8 brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
But anyway, nobody knew where the book was. So I have searched and searched for that book, and I can't find it in the hardbound. One man, he snookered me, and he sent me a little paperback torn. I paid a good price for it. I don't have that. I can't read it because of my eyesight. But the thing is, I then found out the other day that there's a bookstore. Excuse me.
Yeah.
My voice isn't too good tonight.
Oh, that's good.
I found out that they were closing their bookstore, mm-hmm. and I asked them if they could locate, you know, that book. So it was on eBay, and they're both scams. So I said, when Nick came on and you were talking about WBBM,
yeah.
I was so interested. And, you know, you find so many things out for so many people, just like Steak and Shake. That was one of our nice things.
Yeah.
And anyway, I'm wondering, and this is a lot to ask, if you know where I'm able to locate a hardbound book of his prose. And, you know, it was beautiful.
Yeah. No,
and
I think
I'm not able to.
The only thing I see online easily, it came out in 1963. It was called Pages from My Old Book of Memories. And it was a paperback that used to be $1.50, and I think now they're asking like $25 or something. But
no, I paid $40.
Oh my God. For that book? You pay for that?
It's not a book. It's
no.
Terrible.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't see it online. It's the kind of thing, if you could find an old used bookstore, there's a copy somewhere, but it won't be in a database.
No. So I'm out of luck. I just
Well, you know, that's for the moment because things change. That's the beautiful thing of being online. If you kind of make it a point to go back every now and then again, things pop up suddenly that you might you might see. And so for a while, Book of Memories, you know, I'm Thinking of You, that that was around for a while and it's not at the moment. But, you know, it'll show up. You just have to be a little patient on that. And I know time is of the essence, but even so, just look from time to time.
I have to go in for a hernia operation.
Oh, God.
I'm not looking for that at the first of the year I took all my strength to get through what I've done, you know, what I've been through. But we won't go into that. It's Christmas and it's a holiday, and I have a great grandson, and he gained weight because they were afraid that, you know, that little heart business was troublesome. But she, you know, Elizabeth had taken him to the doctor yesterday and he gained it back. So he's still at the 9 pounds and the 4 ounces. But see, he went down and that was their concern. But he's doing well.
Oh,
she
good.
Is too. A little bit edgy because a new mother, but she's doing great.
Oh, sure. And no, I'm sure she'll have her hands full. But what a great season! Now, are you looking forward, hopefully, to seeing Christopher in person?
Yes, that's what I told her today. I said I go to my heart doctor, and I go to my urogynecologist next week. I see what they say, because I know I won't fly. I went to Europe to see take my father over there in 79 in Croatia. You know, that was under, you know, big, it was awful. Anyway, it was a horrible trip and I will never fly again. I said to Kimberly, I said, I hope at the first of the year we see what the doctors say. And I'd like to take the train and then get a compartment, you know, because I can't
maneuver
a lot.
That would be great.
And I have to get there because I just, you know, she said that he has real pale gray eyes.
Ooh.
And no one out of all of us had gray eyes. My brothers and sisters all had brown eyes, except my oldest brother and myself had the hazel eyes. And
well,
I said, Elizabeth, I said, I have to see this.
Well, the thing is, with babies, eye color can change.
Yes, I told her that.
Yeah, so.
But we're hoping that it doesn't because she's just in love with his eyes.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sure. But, you know, if he makes it through a year, that's probably probably going to be fine. But the first year, all sorts of things can change.
Yes, that's why, but I won't tell her that.
No, she'll.
She's so upbeat right now.
Yeah. So
the way she had to have it because they were all set. Everybody wanted her to have a cesarean.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, that's how my daughter came in the world. And so she was a little scared. And I said, you know, everything will be all right, being that you're in good hands.
Yeah.
And but she finally, after all the hours had passed, she said I was going to give him one more push. And she did it.
That's great. That's
that
just
was a
terrific.
Hallelujah moment, she said, because I think there was a team of 7, she said, the doctors and the nurses at the end because it was dangerous. And she said, they got me through. She said, they kept saying, let's do the cesarean. And she said, no, let me just push one more time. And she did it.
That's
and
great.
So she's got a lot of difficulty, of course, you know, with that, you know, you can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
But I said, you'll be okay. You know, that passes. You won't even be thinking about it later. When you have the joy of the child and you watch them grow up, I said, there's no problem. I said, you know, you have your highs and lows in life, Elizabeth. And I said, you had your high moment. Now he's born. You did it. And I said, eventually you won't even be thinking about the pain you have.
Well, we know that's true. If it wasn't true, then no one would ever have brothers and sisters after the first time the woman would have said, I quit. No, the mind forgets all about it.
You're right. My mother had her first baby up in the Northwoods in Wisconsin.
Yeah, well.
And there was nobody around.
Exactly. And she went on to have, what, 8? So,
8,
yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, the last one, like I told you before, that she had a major, major stroke with the last one. But there was such a difference. You know, 3 families in one. The first 5 were all boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And then there was 2 of us in between. And then the baby brother with
Yeah.
That was bad. But anyway, we got through it. I'm talking to you.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're a joy. You and your husband are great people, you know, and I just can't believe. I every day it comes across my mind what you did for us, and I will never forget it. I will take that to the Wonderland.
Well, it was a lot. It was a lot of fun, and I hope when we get to the new year that Elizabeth can call and we can get you all on the air together. Now that Christopher will then be a month old.
Oh, isn't that something?
Yeah.
You know, when it was a week. You know, Tuesday was growing on to Thursday now. But anyway, I said, oh, my gosh, he's a week old. And that's what got me thinking. I said, well, it's all up to my doctors next week, the heart doctor and the uro doctor. I'm going to ask them if they got me through this operation, which a lot of, problems.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm here. And if they get me through that I can take a train ride, I'll be happy.
That'll be
so
wonderful.
That's my next hope. That's my next hope.
All right. Well, keep me posted. Yeah, I want to hear more. Keep me posted.
Oh, I will. And, you know, thank you again. And you have so many people that you do so many things for all of us. Mm. And, you know, you just keep trucking. And I appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
Very much.
Well, all I want you to do is keep calling and keep me informed. And hopefully we'll hear soon about you on your way to New York on Amtrak with your own bedroom.
I hope so.
All right.
I told Kimberly, I says, life's so short. I says, you know, we're stuck in this house, which I should have gotten rid of a long time ago.
Right.
And I said, you know, we're going to get rid of it after the first of the year. And I said, we're going to do a few things, hopefully. So whatever God has in store, I'm prepared for it all.
There you go. Well, you're sounding great.
Yeah.
Just great.
Well, you know, when you get 91 and you know you're going to be hitting that 100 mark like Dick Van Dyke, I said, look, he's going, I can go.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, if I had to pick anybody who was going to make it to 100, it never would have been Dick Van Dyke. So he fooled us all.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
Right. And he had challenges.
Oh,
you know, many.
He had a severe drinking problem. Yeah.
Oh, and, big time.
Yeah, right. And still, here he is going to be 100. So, hey, if he can do it,
I
you
know.
Can do it.
Thank you.
All right.
You know what? And you both have a blessed, you know, Christmas and a happy, good, healthy New Year. And if you have your health, you have everything. That's for all of us.
Yeah, it's absolutely true.
And I just really thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Jean.
Okay, bye-bye.
How nice. Jean sounds great. Absolutely. I was going to say, I hope I'll sound as good at 91, but I won't be here at 91. Yeah, but for those who will, if you can sound as good as Jean, that's terrific. And yeah, I was looking up the Acela, because you go Amtrak from Chicago to New York, and they've got a bedroom suite, two bedrooms, ultimate luxury, four beds, two showers, two restrooms in your own suite. Sign me up. All right, so 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Put a nickel in the jukebox and let that record spin. My darling's gone and left me, left for someone new. She made me love and care for her, then played me for a fool. Her wicked ways has won the heart of my very best friend. Put a nickel in the jukebox and let that record spin. Put a nickel in the jukebox and let that record spin. And let it spin for love I've lost and things that might have been. I should have known right from the start I had no chance to win. Put a nickel in the jukebox and let that record spin.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Hawkshaw Hawkins, and that was another James request. In fact, last time he called now been months ago, my dear. And Hawkshaw Hawkins, of course, connected to Patsy Cline in that they died together, along with Cowboy Copas in that plane crash on March 3rd of 1963 near Camden, Tennessee. They were flying back from a concert they had done in Kansas City. All right, so 888-876-5593. Speaking of which, Jim is in Richmond. So, Jim, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, thank you for taking my call.
Always.
And thank you for playing those songs for James. I hope he can hear them.
Yeah.
And number two, thank you, Sam, for mentioning me.
Yeah.
I don't know how anything works, and with my vision, I can't do anything. But is there a way of starting what they call, I guess they call a GoFundMe page, and we can put money in to help Sam out?
There would be, absolutely. And for somebody who wants to do that, absolutely a GoFundMe page can be created. It's not the kind of thing I get involved with only because of time and everything else. But anybody can do a GoFundMe page. But I would strongly suggest they get in touch with Sam first to talk about the particulars. But sure, a GoFundMe page. And if anyone sets it up, I'll be happy to promote it.
Yeah, and I'll be happy to contribute.
Yeah.
I can't do anything.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, my hope, given all that surrounds this from everything that he's shared with us on the air, if I was his daughter, I'd be looking at moving far away.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
And there's been nothing on the news because this is happening in the Milwaukee area.
Yeah, but you won't be hearing about this on the news. And and Lord only knows how often this plays out like this. But I'm so glad, at least for the holidays, everybody's reunited and they're going to have a wonderful holiday. I'm glad they're together. But like I say, I hope the new year will cause her to look for greener pastures somewhere far away.
Right, and I want him to know there's a lot more people besides me.
Of course, there are
cheering for him.
Man, don't be emotional. And, we got to cure you of this emotional stuff.
I'm taking a deep breath.
Okay, good.
So I go tomorrow to my Medicare checkup, and then Friday I go to the heart doctor.
Okay,
I got the appointment changed from February till Friday.
Good, good, excellent.
And I'm going to find out about that.
Yes.
And I got my neurologist or whatever, the one that looks at your brain.
Right.
I was supposed to see him January 12th. I got it changed to January 9th, so I'll go see him.
Okay.
I have a million questions for him about what kind of a stroke I had, what caused the stroke, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping I get some answers.
Well, me too. There are some things that won't be able to be answered, but you'll at least get to know what kind of a stroke and what precipitated it. You know, as far as the real cause, no, that's a medical wonder. But they'll at least be able to give you the details of the direct.
Because I always thought strokes came from, I guess it's your jugular vein or something
that. Not necessarily. You know? And there's two different kinds. There's two completely different kinds of strokes. Strokes can be hemorrhagic or they can be ischemic. So it's not. It's there's many. You know, think about it also as being the weak link. You know, when you're talking about a hemorrhagic stroke, especially if you've had a history of high blood pressure, you might already have some weakened blood vessels and just enough that one might burst, and that will create a hemorrhagic stroke. And of course, with an ischemic, you're talking about, which you probably had, I'm guessing, is an ischemic stroke, a little blood clot was thrown.
Right, and that's what I'm trying to get an answer from him.
Yeah.
And then I am going to have fun with him because I am going to have him explain my CVS. And when I talked to him in the hospital for the 5 minutes, you know, they walk in and talk to you, he had no idea what it was.
Well,
so I'm going to pressure him on that.
Well,
and on the heart doctor, I'm going to tell him the monitor didn't work. So, you know, if you want me on a monitor, you're going to have to use the one that you put six electrodes on my chest.
Oh, God, no, they're not going to do that. So, but there are things they could do if they need to. Hopefully they got enough information from what they've got, and hopefully you're feeling okay, so let's go from there.
Well, I've been feeling great. I feel better now than before the stroke.
Excellent.
You know, that's why I want to know what kind I had. Why was it just so simple, you know?
Well, sometimes it is. You know, there's now when you're talking about that, you're getting to the unanswered questions about medical. You know, they say it's a science. I don't know. I know they call it the practice of medicine, but I contend they're all still practicing.
Right. I love you've said that many times.
Yes, it's
on
the
your
truth.
Show.
Yes, so true.
And it's the truth.
Yeah.
And Sam, we're all pulling for you.
You betcha. All right, good deal. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
All right, so
888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And we got about a minute this hour, but then we got a whole other hour to go. And Laura called back, so did Karen. So Laura and Willowbrook, welcome back.
Hi, I'll make this quick. First, I don't remember if it was Stacy or who it was that mentioned the Evanston Steak and Shake.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't realize that there was one out there. So there are a bunch of them that are not real far, but I didn't realize. I'm thinking this is the only one. So
did that. You've got a lot of choices there. You can just go to the Steak and Shake website and punch them in, and you'll get half a dozen of them.
Okay. And then the person that was trying to find an old book or something like that.
Yes.
I don't know if you've ever been to it, but I find the most obscure, the oldest, the rarest, the most unusual things. Frugal Muse Books and Music Store. Oh, my gosh, that's one of the best bookstores I've ever heard of. Have you been to one of those?
No, where is it?
Well, there's one in Darien, I think, Darien, Illinois, but there are a few others around. And they sell, you trade your books in that you don't want, and it's kind of like a warehouse of old stuff. Books and music and CDs and...
Okay, yeah, Frugal Muse. I've heard of them. They're not anywhere where I am. And, you know, interestingly, the fact that it is in Illinois, there's a chance that would come through. But that's the kind of thing that you'd have to be willing to regularly go because it would come in and go out just as fast. But that's a good suggestion, and you've ended the hour. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
There you have it. Here comes the news on WGN Radio.
I've got plenty to be thankful for. I haven't got a great big yacht to sail from shore to shore. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for. I've got plenty to be thankful for. No private car, no caviar, no carpet on my floor. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for. I've got eyes to see with, ears to hear with, arms to hug with, lips to kiss with, someone to adore. How could anybody ask for more? My needs are small. I buy them all at the 5- and 10-cent store. Oh, I've got plenty
to be thankful. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Bing Crosby, I've got plenty to be thankful for. It was actually Dave on the north side who wanted me to play that, I believe, for Rita. All right, 1950 on Decca. And did it sell well? Well, yeah, and I'll tell you why. It was a B-side to Easter Parade. All right, well, someone wanted to hear it, and now Dave has. So we got Chris in Greenwood who's got some kind of a request. All right, Chris, we played one of yours last week. What else you got for me?
Hey, I got a little story to tell you.
All right.
So I wanted to hear Al Jarreau with the Christmas song.
All right.
And also, you said Steak and Ale earlier. I remember that restaurant, Steak and Ale.
Sure. They had them all over South Carolina there for a minute.
I know Greenville had one, but we didn't have one in Greenwood.
Yep.
It was on Pleasantburg Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you remember that restaurant, The Hungry Fisherman?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I miss that old restaurant. I like their commercials when they're saying, "Welcome to The Hungry Fisherman."
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And it was also in Greenville,
I think,
too.
I think they closed, gosh, it's about 20 years ago now. And they were good. They you know, did a thing with the family atmosphere and all that stuff. Some of the salad bars were in a boat. And, yeah, I absolutely remember that.
Boats.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And that was fun. The other thing that I used to love in South Carolina that I'm sure is still there was Cheerwine.
Cheerwine?
Yeah, it's a black cherry carbonated beverage, Cheerwine. Probably every grocery store has one.
Yeah, I love some Cheerwine.
Yeah, but yeah, I think they're great. Now, interestingly, the Hungry Fisherman was owned by Shoney's for a while.
Yeah, yeah. And I think they're out of Lake Wylie, out of Charlotte.
Yep, absolutely. Lake Wylie, East Ridge, you know, there are a few of them. So yeah. And they had them in weird places as well. There was one near Memphis, of all things. And it was good. And like I say, Shoney had them and all that. I know the Lake Wylie location you mentioned, that's now a Papa Doc's Shore Club.
Yeah, because I know there's a Hungry Fisherman in Greenville, and it was located near the Fox 21 TV studio on, I think, Pelham Road.
And there was one in Murrell's Inlet, not far from Myrtle Beach. So, yes, absolutely.
Well, we didn't have one in Greenwood.
No. Well, it's kind of small, so I understand that. But, yeah, they opened in 69, and they were gone by the mid-90s.
Yeah. I wish they would have had a commercial on YouTube so it could refresh my memory.
Oh, don't they?
I'm
surprised they don't. Have you looked?
I looked. I think it's lost media. Even I looked at the old tapes on YouTube with record off the local channels in my area.
Yeah. Well, you never know. Something might show up. Well, here I have one, but this is not right because this is from Huntsville in Alabama, and it's the Hungry Fisherman, but it's 2001, so that cannot be right because that chain was long gone by then.
Yeah, so. The Athens one.
Yeah, well, it's a Huntsville.
Yeah, but that's not that
right.
Hungry Fisherman.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's not the right restaurant. No, I know. Well, that's a shame. Maybe someone has one somewhere, and it'll show up, because you never know. There were years where I wanted to, Dave Hull, who was a disc jockey in Los Angeles for a while, he was doing one of those desperate and dateless lines on KMPC, you know, the dating club of the year. And I always said, God, I wish somebody would put that online. And recently I saw that there were two of his shows, you know, about 20 minutes each, not a lot. But even so, that had not been there. So you never know when things show up.
Yeah, you never know. And also, I didn't hear no radio commercials of the Hungry Fisherman. I know Chicago haven't had no Hungry Fishermen.
Yeah. Well, it was a South Carolina, you know, the South, a few places in the South. They weren't going to hear it in Chicago.
Yeah, and you got some like in Georgia, too.
Yeah, and like I say, Tennessee. Yeah, so there were a few, and Charlotte, of course, had them. And, in fact, I think they first opened on Lake Wylie in Charlotte in about, 1969. And so...
I think, yeah, their first one.
Yep, that was the first one. And then they expanded and had some, but pretty much all gone now. Yeah, they...
I think it caught fire.
Yep, there was a one in Knoxville, the lighthouse there of that are still there, actually. So, yeah, I've seen online. I've seen T-shirts for Hungry Fisherman, and so they had
those. With their logo.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah,
I think Sherrod had one too, right, in Columbia.
Right, the little man in the raincoat holding the fork and the fish. Yep.
Yeah, Before I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yep. Yep. The movie. So, I'm surprised that nobody has that commercial anywhere. So.
Yeah, well, I grew up loving that commercial. Makes me want to eat seafood again.
I would think Shoney's probably has it in their archives. So
we had a Shoney's in Greenwood, and it ran for a long time. Yeah. It closed in 2014.
Right, right. They were Big Bob's in a number of places. They moved their headquarters to Nashville years ago. And it's not the same guy. The original guy was like Alex Schoenstein or something like that, and it's a different name now. But
It was Shawnee Big Boy.
Right, of course, absolutely Big Boy. Well, you know, Big Boy, depending on where you were, was different, whether it was Frisch's or Bob's or, you know, anybody's, Azar's. So Shawnee's began.
You remember their commercial?
For Big Boy?
The comedian, I forgot his name.
Yeah, so.
The commercial Shawnee's had.
Yep. Yeah, Alex Schoenbaum. I just looked him up. That was it.
Yeah,
Alex Schoenbaum, and it started in West Virginia. Yeah, that's what I figured. And then he became a licensee of Big Boy in '52, and then they changed their name to Shoney's. But he was a early franchiser as far as that go. But I'm sure Schoenbaum is long gone at this point. So Yeah.
But most Shawnees are mostly paired with Captain D's.
Yeah, okay, let's see. Schoenbaum, he died in 1996. All right. And died in Sarasota. Well, all right, why not? But he did very well, that's for sure, founding Shoney's. But I would think that somewhere in that company, the archives, you'd probably, I don't know that they'd give them to you, but they'd have them. So you'd have to write to their corporate headquarters.
You know, Shoney's got a commercial of their own, especially their breakfast bar, which is delicious.
Right, a lot of commercials over there, sure. So it's just like one of my favorite periods was 7-Eleven. There was a guy who worked for Southland Corporation, which owned 7-Eleven. His name was YY Wiki, and he was the guy on those old 7-Eleven commercials that sounded like that old guy. And on those, oh thank heaven. And the interesting thing is Southland Corporation has every one of those commercials, and they just say there's copyright reasons they just don't release them. They say, we keep them safe in a vault. Yeah, well, I don't care if you keep them safe in a vault. I want to hear them. But somebody's got them there.
Too.
Someone. Yeah, someone's got them there somewhere. But yeah, YY Wiki was his name for 7-Eleven.
I know somebody got a Hungry Fisherman commercial on their old VHS tapes.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, YY Wiki, that was the name he used. His real name was Frank Harding, and he worked for Southland Corporation for years. You know, he'd be in the Slurpees ads or, you know, the store's extended hours, and it was great, and I wish there was somebody who had those commercials out there.
You remember the Quincy's Steakhouse commercial? Now, that was, the yeast roll was
okay.
Great.
Yeah. A lot of stuff, and sad that there aren't more fun commercials, especially radio commercials. There used to be so many great radio commercials, and
speaking of radio commercials, you remember the Highways and Dieways, the Choice is Yours commercial?
Whose was that?
It was a Danger PSA that South Carolina.
Oh yes, absolutely, I do. A lot of those PSAs were very well done.
Like, you chose to drink and drive.
Yeah, right.
The next
right.
60 minutes of your life.
Right. Yeah, no, they were great.
Left bottom of the screen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, there were so many wonderful, wonderful stuff, especially throughout the 60s. And, yeah, there was an Arnold Stang series of PSAs for President Kennedy's physical fitness plans, and he'd be doing these different stories as only Arnold Stang could, and I remember one of them was he got caught up in a Polish wedding, but I wish I could find those too. I don't find them anywhere.
But you can find those Highways and Byways commercials on YouTube.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
I wonder if the radio station, their version of Highways or Byways.
I don't think that too many radio stations kept anything. It would have been an employee there, but yeah, that was South Carolina state government, and that's why the SCDPS has them on there, Highways or Dieways.
Yeah,
and they got several of them,
TV
like
TV instead of
they had one for school buses or one for passing or things like that, like you mentioned the drunk driving and all that. So yeah, that is interesting.
And the railroad crossing.
Yeah, so it's all there. All right, good deal. That's delightful.
Yeah, one more thing before I go.
Yes.
Yeah, one of my favorite episodes of Design Winner came on tonight, that bondage episode from 1992 on Rewind TV.
Okay.
Which is WGN's sub-channel.
Okay, good. Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the last nail to call from Design Winner, and they got canceled in 93.
All right. Well, good deal. Glad you enjoyed it, and always good to hear from you. Thanks, Chris.
I'll be here. You'll hear me before Christmas.
I'm counting on it. Okay, bye. All right. Now, next week, tomorrow's a full show on Thursday. But next week, I'm very saddened by this because, you know, part of the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club is I work on holidays so that we can commiserate together, so to speak. Except that WGN is running the Dusty Rhodes Christmas special, Christmas Eve and Christmas night. So you don't get to hear me because I'm preempted. But I'll be with you in spirit. Now, Tuesday night, you only get me for half the show, the second half, because there's a sports play-by-play beforehand. However, Monday night, we have a full Monday night trivia show, and that'll be fun. Now, I think that the New Year's week is full shows all week. Well, it's not. Is that true? Let's see. Okay, on the 30th, I'm preempted by an hour. And on January 1st, I'm preempted by an hour. But New Year's Eve, we got all 3 hours to spend together. Yeah. What I used to do was save all the tabloids during the years, all the people who would make these predictions, and then we review them on New Year's Eve. But I don't do that anymore. There aren't as many good predictions. And plus, you know, the internet's flooded with so-called psychics. So you can kind of hear that for yourself. So we'll do something else. And at some point, you know, normally on Christmas, we have Steve Bryant join us, but maybe we can coerce him to do either New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, and we can have fun with that. So, yeah, we'll be doing that, but apologies in advance for Wednesday and Thursday. I would be with you if I could be with you, but instead you'll get to hear Dusty Rhodes, and he's always a lot of fun. So we'll talk to Karen. Oh, she called back from Madison. And you too, coming up on WGN Radio.
Available to fall in love with you. Well, I'm available to take a chance. I'm available to start a new romance. I'll be agreeable, 'cause I'm hoping you. Will be available to
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and maybe you remember Margie Rayburn. I'm available. Dave Burgess wrote that, the guy from the Champs of Tequila fame, of course, and it was about 57, 58 on Liberty, and long before the Snuff Garrett period. Yeah, around the time Ross Bagdasarian was on the label. So yeah, 57 on Liberty, Margie Rayburn, and I'm available. And I had that on my request list, and I'm pretty sure that the deal was that it was Stan in Dearborn who requested that. If not, well, I'm sorry for besmirching his good name. Yeah, that's right, because if he didn't, he certainly didn't want to be associated with it. But nonetheless, that's good old Marjorie. All right, so 888-876-5593. We got Karen in Madison. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, it's just I've got a landline, and they're apparently telling me from December 15th on from midnight till 6 in 15-minute increments that they're going to take my service.
Oh.
So, you know, but they don't tell me when or how long, and so I always figure I got till midnight, and then I might go. So if we get cut off, that's why.
It sounds like they don't want you to have a landline anymore. They don't want anybody to have a landline anymore.
No.
So,
but they kept my bill $60, so it was worth it.
Well, they're
it's
probably
crazy.
not a traditional landline like we used to think of copper going all the way to a central office. Mm-hmm. Most of these lines go into a VoIP configuration after it leaves your house.
Oh,
so,
gosh, I know.
It probably is VoIP. Yeah.
The house, but the whole basement is full of lines all over.
Well,
from
regardless,
my dad,
regardless, it wouldn't have anything to do with your particular house. But I just think more and more the companies aren't running copper back to central offices. No.
Right.
So,
they
yeah.
don't want to.
Nope.
Any,
nope.
Where's
and,
the money in
right.
landline?
Well, there's none. And many.
Nobody wants them.
The only reason they exist is because most states, the Public Utilities Commission won't let them stop the service. And AT&T has applied to stop it everywhere, but other companies are still providing it. But like I say, if you scratch the surface, it might not actually be a landline, even though it acts like one by the time it gets to your house.
Well, that's true. But why I really want it is because it's got the exchange I grew up with.
Well, no, you're, oh, that's okay. You, no, 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 no. There is an oh. absolute law. You can take that phone number.
Oh.
You can, you own that phone number. And as long as you follow the rules.
I didn't know that.
Yes, you do. And as long as you follow the rules, and there are some specific rules about porting, and that's what it's known as porting, that you can take that number anywhere. And yeah, I'd never let that go if I were you. If you like your number, you hold on to it for dear life. And when you go somewhere else, you let them know that they don't own that number. You do. But like I say, there's a few little rules.
No,
you don't ever want to cancel the service you currently have until you port the number out. Because if you cancel the service before you port it, then you lose. So it's while you have the service. Let's say you decide you're going to OneVoip, my favorite VoIP company. So you call OneVoip and you say, hey, I want to come here and I want you to port my number for me. And they'll tell you, do not disconnect your phone yet. And they'll institute a porting process and they'll have your number. And then you'll be on them. So no, don't think you have to stay where you are. You will be able to keep your phone number.
Oh, well, you know how we like those exchanges.
Oh,
I know.
Absolutely.
Cary, Academy, Cedar, and Alpine were the four I grew up with.
Right.
And then they did. So that's what it is. It's like olden days. I want it that way.
Well, that's right. It's all still exchanges to me. Hollywood 7, Union 6,
I know.
Plaza 8, Cedar 8, yeah, Jackson 4. Yeah, right. Cherry Hill 5. Yeah, all
that's
of it, of course. Of course. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And what was interesting is you could have the same prefix in numbers, but it may be a different exchange name in different places. You know, like 63 is not always Newton. You know, so some
place. Now, you can't even call upstairs if you live in an apartment.
Yeah.
When I was in Boston, at least, you couldn't even call upstairs without having to dial a whole different area.
Oh, well, yes.
Well, that was years ago.
Yeah. And it's getting worse. It's getting worse, but we're getting to the news, so I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Yeah. And,
all right. Okay, bye.
No subjects tomorrow.
All right. Good deal. Yes. Full show tomorrow, I promise. So what's going on in the world at large? We'll find out right now on WGN Radio.
There's somebody I'm longing to see, and I hope that he turns out to be someone to watch over me. Oh, someone to watch over me. I'm a little lamb that's lost in the wood, and I know I could always be good, someone to watch over me.
WGN Radio, I'm Ronnie James, and yes, that's Etta James, and that's an album actually on Argo in 1962, Sings for Lovers. So, I think she recorded it again later as well, but I'm trying to think who was it who requested that, because I didn't come up with that on my own. So I think it was Russ, actually. All right, Russ, good. Hope he's listening. So we got Ralph, and Ralph is in Rockford. All right, Ralph, what's up tonight?
Well, I say everything that isn't down.
All right, I'll take it.
Thank you. No, I just I try to do the opposite from what you said, because I try to treat what's on your mind to make it on my mind.
No, you wouldn't want to do that.
Well, in this case, I had to. I have to say that lately, Nat King Cole has been on your mind.
Well, actually, no. It's just whatever people request. What's been on my mind more than anything is coding, and I'm changing 18 computers over. So what I'm thinking about while I'm on the air has absolutely nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
Oh well, I just thought that I was just pleasantly surprised that so many of your loyal listeners talked about and requested.
Oh yeah, Nat King Cole is a real big favorite. You betcha. Well, you know, my God, a volume of material, and after all, that's why Frank Sinatra got mad at Capitol and left, because Capitol was the house that Nat built, and you know, Frank didn't think he was getting all the attention he needed, so he formed Reprise, the Revenge label.
Yeah, well, I was, first of all, I wanted to. Of course, I mean, trying to tell you something about music that you don't already know is even worse than trying to take beer to Munich, you know.
Oh, yeah, you know, you'd be surprised. You know, there are things that come up that I don't understand how I missed it. But, yeah, there are a lot of things that come up from time to time.
Okay, well, the first thing I wanted to tell you about Nat King Cole was that he used to play, and you mentioned the Nat King Cole Trio as well.
Oh, yeah, the King Cole Trio. Yeah. And it started out as King Cole's Trio. Wonderful, wonderful stuff.
Yeah, and he, believe it or not, he used to play in 1948 in a hotel in Milwaukee.
Yeah, well, remember, he was a Chicago boy.
Yeah, I remember that, but I didn't know that he... In 1948, unfortunately, I wasn't born then, but, I mean, if I had been up there, I would have liked to see him, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. The Circle Room at the Hotel LaSalle.
Oh, was it LaSalle? Yeah, it was supposedly a hotel where you could see the Lake Michigan.
Yeah, it was the Hotel LaSalle, the Circle Room.
I have to write that down.
There was an album recorded there in 1946, live at the Circle Room.
Oh, LaSalle, all right. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. See, now you're telling me something again that I didn't know.
Well, there you go.
Well, the next thing is that what kind of... I like this song... very much when he sang that song, L-O-V-E.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and believe it or not, there is another L-O-V-E that calls the international version.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and on that international version, I'm sure you will find it. What is interesting, he sings in French, and then I think it's French, but then I know he sings in German.
Yeah, well, you know, with L-O-V-E, the music for that was Bert Kaempfert. That's who wrote the music on that song. And Milt Gabler, as far as that goes. But that was fairly common, where they would take an artist and have them record it in Italian and German and French and all that. They used to do that to poor Connie Francis all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, Connie Francis, I remember her when I was a young boy.
Right, boy, everything,
in Germany. Yeah, she sang quite a few hits of her.
That's it.
In German.
Yep, that was, they used to ever do that all the time.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I was surprised that Nat King Cole, he sang almost a whole two sentences, 16 words in German, and it was so clear.
Oh, sure. It's fairly easy to phonetically sing. It's a lot easier to phonetically sing than it would be to speak.
Yeah, right. It's I was amazed. And now, let's see, the third thing about Nat King Cole, now, if I'm not wrong, I'm 90% sure that he sings one Christmas song in German.
I'm sure. That's what I'm saying. They would have forced him into the studio to do it in multiple languages.
Right, yeah, that was very good. But I mean, I would have that request if you can find it.
Oh, I absolutely, like I have the L-O-V-E German version and all that. So, yeah, but well, I think you're talking about O Tannenbaum, I think might be the one. Yeah. But he did a lot, unfortunately, he did a lot of them. Like there was a Mutterline, which was Answer Me My Love. And, there were a bunch of them. So you want to hear O Tannenbaum in German. Oh, God help me.
Yeah, well, if you can, of course, not tonight because, you know, we are getting here closer to the end here. But maybe on the last day before your Christmas vacation, I was looking forward to hear you. But, I mean, it was preempted. So what can we do? We have to live with it.
But here, I'll play it for you tomorrow.
Yeah, well, tomorrow, I don't know if I'm in town, but if you could play it.
How about Tuesday? I'll be on for a couple hours on Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. That's a great German. It's always sung, O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum.
That was a big thing where they'd have these poor artists do it in multiple languages.
Yeah.
And, many of them didn't have much of a choice.
Well, of course, Dean Martin, of course, did his Italian.
Well, sure, but that was sort of his signature.
Yeah, well, that was part of a very nice signature, I must say. And then the third thing about Nat King Cole now, that amazed me. He had a hit, I don't know how big it was called Nature Boy.
Oh, Nature Boy was very big. A pop standard. It was not a rock and roll record, but absolutely Nature Boy. Oh, absolutely. That was a huge record, and that goes back to 1948, and as far as that goes, and that was that came out. It was a very interesting thing about that record because it came out during the musician strike. And so, consequently, he wasn't going to have a lot of competition because the other things weren't going to be coming out after it, that's for sure. It sold over 1 million copies. And that was a Yiddish guy did the, Yiddish language guy did the song, Herman, I think it's Yablo, something like that. I don't know. But this Yiddish guy says, that's my song. Nat King Cole has plagiarized it. Well, believe it or not, that wound up settling out of court. And so, so I don't know what the story is, but apparently it has some Yiddish background in some level. The guy at least got some money. But the guy in America who wrote it was a guy from Los Angeles who, he played piano in a health food store or whatever. So,
I was just surprised because this song, Nature Boy, really describes 100% who I am and what I am.
Well, that's interesting because, of course, the song, this guy owned a health food store, like I say, on Laurel Canyon, and they followed something called, you'd know more about it than me, but Nature Mensch. Lebensreform, the Wanderwogel deal movement in Germany, Wandering Bird. Yeah. And so the followers of this Wanderwogel were the nature boys with their long hair and all that. And I think the guy who owned the health food store was really George McGrew, but he changed his name to Eden Abez. Yeah. That was it. And he wrote it. And so that was the deal. Nature mentioned Lebensreform. So you'd know more about me.
Well, Lebensreform would mean, Lebens is, of course, life in English.
Yeah.
And reform is to get reformed when you reform your life.
Sure. Yeah, it was a philosophy, of course.
Of course, philosophy. And there were quite a few Jewish composers, mm-hmm. and they were very famous, believe it or not, but the biggest hit that Bobby Darin ever had, you know, Max and I.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, that's a composition of Kurt Weill.
Right.
He was a German Jew from Berlin.
Right.
I think so, yeah. So it's amazing when you dig into that.
Yeah.
And so... So sometimes if, you know, maybe if I talk to you again, you can play Nature Boy.
Yeah, absolutely, Nature Boy. And yes, Smack the Knife comes from that 1928 music, Three Penny Opera. And Kurt Weill did the music, but Bertolt Brecht did the lyrics.
Yeah, Bertolt Brecht, was quite a famous German author as well.
Right, and it, as far as the English lyrics, that was Mark Blitzstein who translated the lyrics.
Well, I remember as a child that Next Knife in German, they had they called it Necky Messer.
Okay.
Necky Messer, well, Necky means, of course, Necky is a German nickname. Necky, and then Messer means knife.
Right.
But you have the translation, and Necky's a knife.
And it was a moritat, or how you pronounce that.
Yeah, moritat, yeah.
Right, exactly, right. Yeah. A murder ballad performed by minstrels. Yeah. How lovely. So that was the deal. So I'm sure Kurt and Berthold had no idea it was going to turn into Mac the Knife in America.
No, especially that it's very unusual that it's not that unusual, but it doesn't happen so often that American artist or artist have a number one at the same time that it's number one in America as well. And that was in October, I believe, October of 58.
Okay, yeah.
Mac the Knife was, you know.
And that was Bobby Darin. But, of course, the first time the English lyrics were sung wasn't Bobby Darin, Louis Armstrong.
No, yeah, sure. It goes back, like you said, it goes back to 28.
Oh, yeah, But, I mean, here in America, I think in 55, the Armstrong version was the first one. But, yeah, it's fascinating. I can't imagine the opera myself, but okay.
It is like, it would be something like your, unfortunately, sometimes you mention your friend who was so valuable to you, who unfortunately passed away, and she was an expert for...
Oh, yeah, Carol. Yeah, she knew that stuff. Man, I'll tell you. Yeah, like I say, she was playing the greatest hits of the 1600s, 1700s, and 1800s. All right. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
Yeah,
What?
Well, thank you. I have one more time. One more thing. No, there were just two black lady artists that I liked. They were in the news here in the last week.
Yeah.
And that was, one was Diane Warwick, she turned 81.
Right.
And I really loved Burt Bacharach. He was such a wonderful artist. You know, he made a really a big star.
No, he was great. I knew his father, believe it or not.
Oh, did you?
His father was a writer for menswear publications. I forget the name of them now. But yeah, his father worked with my adopted mother. So yeah,
I see. So. Well, Bacharach, there is a little town or village on the Mosella, on the Mosel River in Germany. That town is called Bacharach.
Wow.
Yeah, in German it's Bacharach.
All right.
Bacharach, you know, and so I believe that Burt Bacharach, I believe he had a Jewish background.
Yeah, absolutely, he was Jewish, of course, and his father was too. And like I say, I think it was Women's Wear Daily that his dad worked for, but it was in the Empire State Building. And in fact, he was in the Empire State Building the day the plane hit it. It was a Saturday, and he got so scared he ran down the stairs, and he was like, you know, on the 28th floor or something, just ran down all 28 floors. Yeah, so yeah.
And then the other black artist lady that I like very much. I mean, I like all of them, of course. They are very talented and wonderful women, all of them. But the one that was mentioned on Monday, I think on Monday she was accepted into the Hall of Fame for singers and composers. And I remember her from Germany, and you know that she had those hits with "Love to Love You Baby," Donna Summer.
Oh, sure. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
big. She was the disco queen.
I remember her from Munich because she came, I believe, in 1975 and to Germany and wanted to, I think at that time she was acting in this musical or whatever.
Well, in 68 she moved to Munich to work to do hair.
Yeah, hair, yeah.
That was 68. Yeah, right. And then she married an Austrian, Helmut, or other. In fact, that's how she got the last name Summer.
She became big, I remember, in 1975 because she was discovered then by Giorgio Moroder.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and Pipelot. Yep.
Yeah, yep. And he made her a really big star, but...
Yeah.
Unfortunately, she passed away quite young. Yes. She was only 63.
Yeah, I know.
That was too bad. And then she really, she said later on in life, she repented a little bit to have to done these kind of songs like Love to Love Your Baby or something. You know, that's what she said. You know?
Well, that's a shame. She wasn't married to Helmut that long, but she got his name.
She got his name. Yeah. Helmut. Well, I mean, as far as I know, Giorgio Moroder, he was Austrian too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So a lot of that. Anyway, we will talk to you soon, and I'll play your record on Tuesday.
Yeah, okay.
Tuesday, okay, thanks.
I'll keep in mind.
Okay, good.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye. All right, so 888-876-5593 if you want the absolute last word. Otherwise, I'll just prattle on right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. We only have about 3 minutes left, so I figured the best thing to do is just see what's going on with 2020 news.
Like mother, like daughter, plus eve of eruption and Bali boudoir bust, I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 news. The bad news bears. No kudos for this kitchen chaos. A mother-daughter duo working at Mickey D's near Cleveland got into some big snarling smack attack with each other. Mama Bear grabbed a broom handle and clobbered her kid, who fired back by flinging fast food fixtures at Bewitched. But Mommy Fearist really let her Freaky Friday fury flag fly when Witchy Woman pulled out a pistol, police say, and pointed it point blank at her progeny. Fast feud fight finished with Mom in cuffs, her daughter dazed and defused, co-workers, the crowd and court left to wonder who put a spell on who. The Hangover Part 4. Politics makes strange bedlam. An election night bash in the Valentine State went bonkers when an Arizona City Councilwoman allegedly sought to get hot to fraught with a colleague who gave her the stink eye as she got more and more stinko, supposedly. Even a reputed job offer from the alleged liquored-up libidinous lady legislator didn't get the guy to go get a room with her. Then the putative pickled public servant purportedly pulled a ding-dong doozy by going to grab the guy's teenage daughter without the man's permission. Tropic Takedown Tangle. A platinum provocateur is staring down Balinese bench time after cops stormed a steamy studio setup, seizing lights, lenses, and lurid footage in a sudden sex scene shutdown. Authorities say the sultry shoot shattered strict island decency decrees, transforming a quiet rental into a porno-popping pressure point that pushed prudish patients past the breaking point. Now it's court dates, crackdown consequences, and the very real risk of a sun-soaked stay turning into a sentencing souvenir. Paradise does promise palm trees, not permission slips for Pillow Talk Productions. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.
So there you have it. Yes, the news that actually exists, written in a manner you don't usually hear. All right. And my buddy Kevin Gershon, in a tribute to 2020 News from CKLW, came up with that. So pretty much that's it. Amazing. Yeah, 3 hours. And we've got 3 hours to spend tomorrow night. And I'll try to gather your requests as much as possible. But in the meantime, we thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank those of you who called. Got a lot of good news tonight. That was fun. We'll do it again tomorrow night, 21 hours from now. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.